Mishnah says on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, Mazgulo Kol Sheni V'Kana Ben Shoal Oguf. They pour the second kos, they mix the second kos, and then the ben is shoel es oviv. What does that mean, is shoel es oviv? What does it mean, v'kan haben? So the Rashbam has over here, kan b'mzigas kol sheni, haben shoel es oviv, v'mhu chocha, ma'nishtana achsha, shemozgim kol sheni kodem achila. Rashbam learns that kan haben shoel doesn't mean he asked the ma'nishtana, but rather he asked ma'nishtana that were being Mosek and Sarkosu, Mosek Kosheni before the Suda. He doesn't ask the Manishtan in the formula that we have, the four questions, Matzah Morar, Chomitzu Matzah, Morar, Shnei Tibulim, Hesebo, or as the Lashon of the Mishnah has, Basit Zli, Sholoku Mavushal. He doesn't ask the Manishtana the four questions related to Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather he asks, why are we being Mosek Kosheni? He asks sort of like a side question, similar to the question Akiras HaShulchan that we had on Kuf Tes Vav, that he asked the questions that bother him. We have the Shinuyim that we do on the Seder night to pique the interest of the child, and he asked these questions, and that's what gets us started in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Kibel Mirabo Rabbeinu Yaakov Ben Yochor V'chein HaBen Shoel Kmo Kein Ben Oslofa. The Rashbam adds Rabbeinu Yaakov Ben Yochor, his Rebbe, had a different pshat, that kana ben shol doesn't mean hear the child ask, but rather v'chein haben shol. It's appropriate for him to ask. Klomar dinu sheyesh shol b'mzigas kol sheni manishtana. It's appropriate for him to ask manishtana b'mzigas kol sheni. What's the Reben Yochor saying? What is he asking according to the Reben Yochor? So it seems like according to the Reben Yochor, he's asking manishtana in the formula that we have it, the fear kashis, right? The four questions. He's not asking about mzigas akos. The Rashbam is learning the kana ben shol means kan b'mziga sakos. And you have mziga sakos, so the ben is going to be shol about the mziga sakos. The Reben Yochor seems to be saying no, that we're mziga sakos, v'cheina ben shol. And now dinhu, it's appropriate. Now that we had a mziga sakos, now it's appropriate for the child to ask manishtan. Why is it appropriate? Like, what's more appropriate now than before, according to the Reben Yochor? The Rav suggested in his Haggadah that maybe we see a fundamental yesoda. What the Reben Yochor is telling us is that the entire Haggadah is supposed to be said on Kol Sheni. The entire Haggadah is supposed to be said on the Kol Sheni. So if we assume that Haggadah means Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is Derech Shelo Tshuva, so then part of the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Manishtan, part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is the questions of the Bet. So if the questions of the Ben are part of Haggadah, then we understand that until Mezigas Kol Sheni, he can't ask. It's not Cain. It's not Cain HaBen Shol. It's not Dinu Sheyishol. It's not appropriate for him to be asking the questions yet. First, we need the Mezigas HaKos. We need the Kol Sheni so that the Manishtanis, that the Sheila of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim should occur Al HaKos. So maybe that's the idea. It's not Kana Ben Shol that Mezigas HaKos, he's asking about the Mezigas HaKos. No, it's that once we're Mezigas HaKos, once we have a Kol Sheni, so then Haggadah can be said on the Kos. Oh, now it's time. Now it's time for the child to ask Manishtana. We can start the Derech Shelo Tshuva. This idea really is licked in the Verta of the Rambam. It's lying in the words of the Rambam as well. Rambam, in Hilchos Chomitzu Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, Rambam writes, each one of the kosos of the dalet kosos, we say a bracha b'fnei atzma. Kos rishon omer lov kiddush hayom, kos sheni kari lov es ha'agoda, kos shlishi mevarech lov brichas hamazon, kos revi gomer lov es ha'halal mevarech lov brichas hashem. The Rambam says that the dalet kosos were instituted on different parts of the Seder, on different brachas, right? We're mevarech a bracha b'fnei atzma on each one of the kosos. What's interesting about the Rambam is that he mentions three brachas, but not four. He mentions three brachas and not four. Which bracha is missing from the Rambam? The bracha asher golonu. He doesn't say the bracha asher golonu. He says we say kiddush on the first kos, and we say haggadah on the second kos, we say brachas hamazon on the third, and halal on the fourth. Why doesn't he say the bracha asher golonu? The Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says that Dalet Kosi Takina Rabbanan Derecheres Kol Chad V'Chad Nava Ben Mitzvah will do a mitzvah with it. You could have learned that we recite three different brachas on the kosas. Right? The fact is, as we'll get to in Mitzvah Hashem, even on Hallel, Yehallelucha, Birchas Hashir, we have a bracha there. There's a bracha at the end of Hallel. So there really are four brachas that we have on the different parts of the Seder. Bracha Asher Golanu is the bracha on the Magid, the Haggadah. So why doesn't the Rambam mention this? Because the Rambam is saying something even more important. The Rambam is saying, of course, the bracha Asher Golanu is going to be on Kol Sheni. But the whole Haggadah has to be on the Kol Sheni too. The halacha is that the Haggadah has to be said al hakos. So that's why the Rambam doesn't mention the bracha Asher Golanu exclusively. He says that the Haggadah, Kol Sheni, Kori Alav Es HaHaggadah. The whole Haggadah has to be recited on the Kol Sheni. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. What is Haggadah? So the Rambam describes for us earlier what the Haggadah is. In Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalid and Halacha Hey, we'll get to it even more. Maskel Beginus, and Messiah B'Shevach, we know, the Tchila of the Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avoseinu, Avodah Mayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim, there are different deis as to what Maskel Beginus means. Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer, you got to mention Pesach Matzah Mar, Halacha Hey. And then the Rambam concludes Halacha Hey, Udvarim Ha'elu Kulon Nikroin Haggadah. Haggadah is what we have in the Magid. So if the Rambam defines what Haggadah is, and now in Halacha Yud he says that the Kol Sheni has to be said on the Haggadah, what's he saying? He's saying that you have to say the whole Magid, the whole CPS of Shem on the Kol. It's not enough just to say the Bracha Asher Golanu. That's not enough. The whole Haggadah has to be said on the Kol Sheni. That seems to be the Shitas HaRambam, like the Riben Yochra. It's interesting, in the Nusach Haggadah that the Rambam has, the Rambam goes even further. The Rambam has the Nusach Haggadah at the end of Perek Ches. What does he say? Nusach HaHaggadah Shenogel B'Yisob Bezman HaGolos Kachi. Maskel HaKol Sheni V'Omer B'Vihilu Yotzonu M'Mitzrayim Holach Ma'anya Diacholu Avonsona B'Arad Mitzrayim. The Rambam says this is a Nusach HaGodah that Klal Yisrael was knowing they instituted Bizman HaGolos. What's the Bizman HaGolos that he's saying? They didn't say Hol Lach Ma'anya, not Bizman HaGolos. So someone is saying that Vehilu Yatzanu Mitzrayim, that said Dafka Bizman Golos, that we left Mitzrayim quickly, B'Chipazon. It's like a chizuk. Just like we left Mitzrayim b'chipazon, so too the ultimate gula can come b'chipazon. We shouldn't lose hope. We should realize that if we left Mitzrayim quickly, we could leave our golus too very quickly. What's more, some say that hashata ha'achal shanava va'arad Yisrael hashata avda v'shanava b'necharan. That makes sense b'golus. If we live in Eretz Yisrael, so what are we saying? Hashata ha'achal shanava va'arad Yisrael. If we are va'arad Yisrael, what's that nusach? So it sounds from that nusach also that this was said Bizman Golos. But the emes is the Kolbo, the Archas Chaim, different mefarshim on the Haggadah say that the Holach Ma'anya that we have, even if there are additions to it, but the basic statement was said Bizman Abayas too. Because what's the purpose of this statement? It's to describe what we just did. We did the Yachatz. We broke the Matzah into two. Madaka Shaloni Befusav Kam Befusa. We made a lechemoni over here. So we're trying to describe why are we breaking the matzah? What's the zechut to lechemoni? Halach ma'anya diachalu avasana ba'arad the mitzrayim. That's what Klal Yisrael ate in Mitzrayim during the time of avdus, during the time of cheres. Matzah is zechut la'avdus. It's a zechut la'cheres. So we're describing the yachatz that we did before. So it could be that there are additions to this nusach, but the basic paragraph probably existed even bizman abayis. But what does the Rambam add? Right, all this is nice, pshat, Haggadah. But what does the Rambam add? He says, Nusach Haggadah shenagu b'yisro b'zman ha'golos kachi, maschil al kol sheni v'omer b'vihilu yatzonu mimitzrayim. Maschil al kol sheni, it sounds like according to the Rambam, the mozgim al kol sheni has to occur not before the manishtana, before halach ma'anya. Because that's the beginning of the Magid. This is the Rambam Lishitasa. The Rambam says the Kol Sheni is not on the Bracha Shagalanu, it's on Haggadah. So you just have to determine when the Haggadah begins. So the Rambam Perek Zayin describes a little bit. Maskel Beginus from Sayin B'Shevach, Rav Gamliel Hoya Omer, these are part of the Haggadah. But the Rambam in his Nusach Haggadah is saying that Holach Ma'ani is also part of the Haggadah. So the Mezigas HaKos has to occur before then. if you want the kos sheni to be on the Haggadah, so the mezigas hakos has to occur before the halach ma'anya, so that even that will be on the kos. This idea that the entire Haggadah has to be recited on kos sheni, so I want to suggest that could explain a very cryptic Rambam. The Rambam has a cryptic statement that many of the Achronim try to figure out what he means. So it could be that this Yisod can help explain that Rambam as well. Let's pull back the Rambam. The Rambam begins Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Aleph, with the following statement. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'saper B'nisim V'naflo Shenasel Avasenu B'Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamisha Osa B'Nisim. A mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? What's the mark of a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's like the Rambam. Shenema Zochras Yom HaZeh Asher Yetzosa M'Mitzrayim K'mo Shenema Zochras Yom HaShabbos. It's just straight Torah. What's the Rambam saying? Right? Zochras Yom HaZeh Asher Yetzosa M'Mitzrayim. You got to remember the day you left Mitzrayim. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? That's the mitzvah. You have to remember. What does it mean that you have to remember? K'mo Zochor Yom HaShabbos. The Rambam clearly is making a tzushtel. He's making a connection between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Kiddush. But what's Kiddush doing here? This is not Hilchos Shabbos. This is Hilchos Pesach. This is Hilchos Chametz Matzah. What's the connection to Kiddush? What's the Rambam talking about? The Ar Sameach wants to suggest that maybe the Rambam has a few things in mind. Sameach is in packet 17. If you have the packet, please look on with me. Here on the Rambam, on page Aleph, so Sameach writes, Perish, Moshe min HaTorah, L'kadesh, M'divrei Sofer, M'zokro al hayayin, V'chiles l'yayin, M'kadesh harifta, Keinu kan, Mitzvah min HaTorah, L'izgur anisim, L'saper osam, V'rabonan tiknu al hayayin, V'chiles l'yayin, Omer ha'agoda al hapas. K'mo shekosav perekhes halocha yudbeis. Zok the Ar Sameach, you know what the pshat is? The Rambam is comparing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kiddush. The halacha is in Kiddush min HaTorah, you're supposed to be Mekadesh B'Dvarim. Supposed to be Mekadesh B'Dvarim. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? In Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavtes. This Rambam is in the packet. Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh min HaTorah, L'Kadesh is Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim, Shenemer Zochar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadesh. Klomer Zochreyu Zechiras Shevach HaKiddush. No mention of Yayin. Yayin comes later. Midivrei Sofer. In the mitzvah d'oraisa, the Mekadesh is Hashabbos B'dvarim, to give it zechiras shevach v'kiddush, to praise Shabbos, to express the kedushas Hashabbos. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush d'oraisa. Midrabbanan Chazal Masaken al Yayin, and the Rabbanan went further and said, if you don't have Yayin, it could be Mekadesh and Pas. Zapio Sameach. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's what he's alluding to. By connecting, by comparing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kiddush, that in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, we have these three levels. That is the basic mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's B'dibur. Then Chazal were misaken that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should occur al hayayin. And what's more, if you don't have yayin, then you're misaper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim on the matzah, in place of the yayin. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam himself in Perek Ches Halacha Yudbeis. The Rambam says, "Mishein lo yayin b'leilei haPesach mekadesh al hapas keder she'ose b'Shabbos ve'ose kol hadvarim al haseder hazeh." Not only are you mekadesh on pas on the Seder night if you don't have matzah, but you do all the dvarim she'beseder hazeh. What does that mean? All the dvarim she'beseder. What dvarim? Who dvarim? The Haggadah. Everything that we're doing is done on the matzah. We do it on the yayin, but if you don't have yayin, then you do it on the matzah. That's the Rambam's comparison. His hashva, his equation, is that the halachas that apply to Kiddush apply to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. It's learned out of Gzeirah Shavah, so to speak. Zocha Zocha. That's what it seems like he's learning. It's learned out of Gzeirah Shavah from Shabbos. That just like when Kiddush and Shabbos, Chazal u'misaken to Mekadesh al Yayin, so too Chazal u'misaken that you should do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Yayin, on a kos. And that's the sheet of the Rambam. That you're Mekadesh, that you do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the kos. Haggadah is on the kos, not just the Brach HaShar Golonim. But the whole Haggadah, the whole Sefer Yetzirah Hashem is supposed to be fulfilled on a Kosev Yom. It's certainly a possibility within the Rambam. I mean, you could learn that pshat, that that's his comparison between Sefer Yetzirah Hashem and Kiddush. It just adds more food to this, it adds more strength to this var. You don't really need the idea of the Or Sameach. We have enough proof from other Rambams that the Rambam holds that the Haggadah has to be on a kos, on the kos shein. The Or Sameach is just adding that this is pshat in the Rambam as well. But Emes, I think his pshat in the Rambam is very shvet. It's very difficult to say that that's what the Rambam means. That's what the Rambam means by comparing Sefer Yetzirah Hashem to Kiddush. That just like Kiddush is bidvarim min haTorah, ala kos midrabanan, and on pas if you don't have yayin, that's what he's saying of Sefer Yetzirah Hashem. The Rambam echoes the same sentiment in Sefer HaMitzvos as well. In Sefer HaMitzvos, you don't get that impression. What does the Rambam say in Sefer HaMitzvos? This is in the packet. In Mitzvos HaSei Kuvnan Zayim, on page 3. After the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Hashem, so much to see in Sefer Yetzirah Hashem. Not kala marba reza meshubah, but kala marba to try to understand the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Hashem reza meshubah. But we're going to have to get to some of these in Yonim. To maskel b'gnusim asayim b'shevach and kala marba reza meshubah. There's much more to talk about in Sefer Yetzirah Hashem. But before we get there, the Rambam, towards the end of the mitzvah Aseh Kuvnan Zayin, he quotes the Lashon of the Mechilta. The Lashon Mechilta, Mechal Shenemer, Ki Yisholcha Bincha, Yochalem Yisholcha, Tamagid Lo V'mla V'na, Tamagid Lo. Ki Yisholcha Bincha sounds like if your son asks you, so then you do see Bitzvah Yisrael. So, Derech Shele Tshuva. But the impression you get from the Pasuk is that if the child asks, then you answer. If the child doesn't ask, then you don't answer. Tamad Lomer, V'higadata Levincha, V'higadata sounds like tell him. It's irrelevant whether he asked or not. You got to tell him anyway. Avo b'she'eno sho'alcha, you have to tell him. Ein li ele b'zman she'esh lo ben, b'no lo ben atzma, b'no lo ben acher menayin, tamo lo mar, v'yom moshe lo om, zochers yom azeh she'etzosa mi mitzrayim, klomar shu'tzivo le zochro, k'mo omro zochers yom ha'shabas l'kansha. The last pasuk, zochers yom azeh, etc., that teaches me that even if there's no child there, there's still a mitzvah sepias yitzrayim. That teaches me beino levein atzmo, beino levein acherim. How does the Rambam formulate this? Kolomar, shehu tzivo lezochro kmo amro zochro es yom haShabbos lekatsha. The Rambam doesn't have that lashon in the Yad. The Rambam just says that zochro es yom hazeh sheyitzasa mimitzrayim kmo zochro es yom haShabbos lekatsha. But here the Rambam adds, kolomar, shehu tzivo lezochro, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us lezochro, whatever that means, Lezochro, kmo amro zochros yom haShabbos lekatsha. He's explaining what the comparison is. What's the comparison? A sameach would probably say it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to be mesaber b'yetzias v'ayim with the same halachas as Kiddush. Same way that you do for Kiddush. It's bedvarim min haTorah and alayayim min rabbana. But this is explaining the pasuk. It's explaining the pasuk. Who tzivah lezochro, the Rambam says. Kolomar shu tzivah lezochro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in the pasuk what's required in Sefer Yetzirah. And he compares Sefer Yetzirah to Kiddush in the pasuk. It sounds like in the mitzvah d'oraisa he's comparing Sefer Yetzirah to Kiddush. In what respect? Yayin is not part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sefer Yetzirah. So he's not making a general comparison between Sefer Yetzirah and Kiddush that all of the halachas of Kiddush apply to Sefer Yetzirah Hashem as well. The Daraisas and the Drabonans. He's connecting them in the Daraisa itself, in the Kiddush Bidvarim, in the Sefer Yetzirah Hashem Bidvarim. So what's the comparison? What's he saying? The Pasha Pshat is he's saying that just like by Kiddush, it's not enough to have a Zechira Belev, but rather you have to be Zochro Befez, Zochro Shetei Shona Beficha. So too, by Sefer Yetzirah Hashem, it's not enough to have a Zechira Belev. You need a Zechira Befech. That's L'chora, what the Rambam is saying. That's the Pasha Pshat. L'chora, it's the Pasha Pshat in Sefer HaMitzvos. Kolomar shu'tzivo lezochro, kmo amro zochro es yom haShabbos lekatsha. Hu'tzivo lezochro. He was mitzav, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav to be zocher Yetzias Mitzrayim, the same way that we're zocher Shabbos. Same way that we're zocher Shabbos. Sounds like it's a din in the etzem hazachira. A din in the etzem hazachira. that I never have a mina, maybe the zechira should be belev. Kamash malan, that it has to be befem. That tzipi tzitzis hashem has to be befem. Where do we find a similar idea? That zochar teaches me that it has to be befem. You think zochar is belev. Zochar, remember. No. The Torah is telling us that no, zochar doesn't mean remember. Lizkar, it means lehazkir, to mention, to speak. Where do we find this, anyone? Where do we find such an idea? Many other places, several other places, that zocher min sheteishana deficha. That's what the Ramban alludes to in Parshas Kisetze, right, with the Sifra. Did I see a hint? Ramban in Parshas Kisetze. The Ramban and Zohar is Asher Asa Hashem Alakecha LeMiriam. Ramban says, V'loshon Sifra, K'shu Omer V'lo Sasu Es Kala Mitzvah So'ele, Harim Ashekosu Batorah Omer, Im Kein Lamanera V'im Lo Sishmu Li, Lio Sameilim Batorah. That's the Sifra. Sifra is in Vayikra, Parshas B'Fakosai. So it's like from the Pasuk, you'd think the Pasuk on the Pasuk is one thing, but it can't be, so therefore we reinterpret the pasuk. It says v'lo sasu es kol mitzvos ha'ila chas v'shalom, then the tochacha comes. So what does it mean v'lo sishmu li? That sounds like not doing mitzvah. So what's mitosef? What's added from v'lo sishmu li? So after Ramban, shetiyu amelim batora. If you're not amelim batora, chalila. So then things can happen. V'chein hu omer, says the Ramban, zocher es yamashavas lekadsho. Yochol belibcha. Well, what does Kiddush have to do with the Tochacha? It's the same idea that you'd imagine that the Pasuk means X, Kamash Malan, that the Pasuk means Y. So the Pasuk says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Yochol belibcha. I think maybe you just have to remember Shabbos. Sho'omer Shomer HaReshmiyos HaLev Amura. But it also says Shomer Yom HaShabbos, so Shomer means belave. So what's Zachar coming to add? Hamani Mekayim Zachar Sh'teishana Beficha. The truth is, Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos also comes to teach us that we should actually remember Shabbos. Rashi in Parshas Yisro talks about that. If someone has a mana yofa, finds a mana yofa in the week, he's supposed to leave it for Shabbos? Supposed to leave it for Shabbos? Beishamai Shita, actually. But there is such an idea that Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos means that you should remember, always remember Shabbos. But here the Ramban quotes from the Sifra that Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho teaches me Zochar Shetei Shana V'Ficha, because Zochar V'Shama V'Dibur Echem Nemro, if it says Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and from that I know Shmir Salev, so what's Zochar adding? Zochar is teaching me Shetei Shana V'Ficha, that you have to say something befeh. Kiddush Bedvarim, like the Rambam says. V'cheinu Omer, and the Ramban says, also, Zohar al Tishka, don't forget what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam, he gave her tzaras. V'cheinu omer Zohar es asher osa Hashem lekecha le Miriam, yochol belibcha, k'shu omer yishomer b'nega tzaras lishma ma'ov v'laso, shmir salev amur. Yishomer is a shmira. Hamani mekayim Zohar, sh'dei shonah b'ficha. You're supposed to actually say it in your mouth. Zohar, the sheish zechira, some people say the sheish zechira is at the end of davening. Chor, it's appropriate. That the Ramban quotes in the Sifra that one is supposed to actually say befiv. V'chein u'omer zocher es asher oselecha amalek yochol belibcha k'shu u'omer lo sishka farishikcha salev amur amani mekayim zocher shedei shona beficha. Zechiras amalek parsha zocher. It's not just remembering what amalek did to us, but zocher shedei shona beficha. You got to say it befeh. Say it befeh. So that lechora is what the Rambam is saying in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sounds like what he's saying in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Siva lezocher kmo zocher es yom HaShabbos lekadsho. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us lezochro to be zocher yisiv 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 the same way as Kiddush. Pashat Pshat is the etzem hazechira, the zechira of yisiv 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 has to be the same as Kiddush. What is zocher by Kiddush teaching me? Shtei shona beficha, that you have to say it befeh, you have to actually verbalize it. So it sounds like that's what the Rambam is saying over here too, that Tzipi Yetzer Mitzrayim is that there has to be a Zechir B'Fah. The Mefarshim will talk about what's the difference between Zechir Yetzer Mitzrayim and Tzipi Yetzer Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah of Zechir Yetzer Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. Sipitz is Yisrael is on the Seder night. Maishna, manishtana zemizem. A fifth kashya. What's the difference between the two? Everyone talks about this. We'll hopefully discuss it too. But one answer you can give is maybe Zechira is belayv. Right? Maybe Zechira every day could be belayv. But the Rambam is saying, Zochah Shadeshon HaVavicha, Sipri Yisir Mitzrayim on the state of the night has to be befe. You have to actually express it. How does he know that? He knows it from Kiddush. Because in Kiddush it says Zochah, and Zochah there means Shadeshon HaVavicha, like the Sifrei says. The Chora, this is a simple upshot in the Rambam. The Arsameh's pshat is really a big Kiddush. The Rambam in the Yad is comparing Sipri Yisir Mitzrayim to Kiddush to say that there are three elements, just like in Kiddush, there's Kiddush Bidvarim in HaTorah, and there's Kiddush Alayayim in the Rabbanan, and Alapas if you don't have Yayin, and all that is said by Sipri Yisrael. And the Rambam means all that in this Hashvah, in this equation. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't say that. It sounds like he's talking in the Etzem Zechira, there's a connection between the two. And it sounds like the connection is that just like on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Bidvarim, so to Sipri Yisrael has to be befez, Zohar Shadei Shana Befez. What's the problem with this pshat in the Rambam? Seems like it's more glatt based on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but it's unclear that the Rambam actually supports such a contention. What's this pshat dependent on? What's this understanding of the Rambam dependent on? That the Rambam understands Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim in a certain way, right? There has to be a contrast over here. If the Rambam is saying that Zohar Yom HaShabbos Lekatcho is teaching me that by Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim there's a mitzvah of Zohar Shetei Shon Beficha, that you have to say Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim Befer, so there has to be a Chiddush in Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim. If Zechir Yisrael Mitzrayim is also Befer, so then why do I need a special pasuk of Zohar to teach me that Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim has to be Befer? I know already Zechir Yisrael Mitzrayim is Befer. Levan Tizkos Yom Tzeischa Mei Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha Levan Tizkos. If Levan Tizkos is Befer, so then Zohar is not teaching me that Zechir Yisrael Mitzrayim is Befer. If Zechir Yisrael Mitzrayim is Befer, so of course Zechir is Befer. I don't need the connection between Zohar of Zippur to Zohar of Kiddush to teach me that Zechir Yisrael Mitzrayim has to be Befer. Even Zechir Yisrael Mitzrayim has to be Befer. So the Rambam is clear, if you hold like this in the Rambam, that his connection between Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim and Kiddush is coming to teach me gufa that Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim has to be befer, so then he must be assuming that Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim can be done behirah. You can just think about it. Remember in your heart every day about Yisrael Mitzrayim. But on the Seder night, you need to do it befer. You need to actually mention it befer. If the Rambam were to hold that Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim every day of the year also has to be befer, so then it's hard to believe that Zohar Sayyam Azeh, the special Zohar by Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim, is teaching me befer. That's a din that we know from Zechira as well. Why should Sipri be any worse than Zechira? So this question, we're not going to talk here about all the differences, the possibilities, Reb Chaim, and all the Achron and all the Chilukim between Zechira Yisrael Mitzrayim and Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim. But just this one Shita, this possibility, that maybe the Chiluk between Zechira and Sipur is that Zechira can be belayv and Sipur has to be befer. So who Taka says that? Who has that pshat? Did you see? Did anyone have a chance to see that in the Maamar Kamos? Whose pshat is that? That Zechira can actually be behirher, hirher belayv, and only Sipur has to be befer? Who says that? The Prima Gadim, exactly, Rafi. Excellent. The Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in his psicha to Hilchos Kriyishma. Aside from the Eish Lavram and the Mishpat Zozov that we have on every part of the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Arachayim, I'm saying that's, Prima Gadim didn't write on all Chalak of the Shulchan Aruch, but where he wrote, so we have a parish of the Prima Gadim, a running commentary on the Nosei Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch. But aside from that, the Prima Gadim wrote a lot of psichas, he wrote a lot of introductions. He wrote a psicha kolelas, a general introduction to the whole Arachayim, to the whole Shulchan Aruch. He talks about a lot of different inyanim klalim. But then he also wrote a psicha to different parts of the Shulchan Aruch. So in the psicha to Hilchos Kriyishma, you see, in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, they print the psichos of the Prima Gadim to the different parts of the Shulchan Aruch right before those different halachas. In the old Shulchan Aruch, All of the psichos of the Prima Gadim are printed in the beginning. So sometimes it's hard to find things. But here it's like, it's not much a pleasure. Pleasure. Certainly some photocopies of here, it's even more of a pleasure. But where's the Prima Gadim? Page 6. So just a snippet from the Prima Gadim in the Psicha to Kriyashma Os Dalit. That's Benzoma. We say this, say the night. That is a chiyuv, zechir yitzias mitzrayim bayom v'alayla. Frek the prima godin v'lomolo menoah haram zal. Why didn't the Rambam count zechir yitzias mitzrayim and say from mitzvah? He has zechir yitzias mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah sasei kuf nun zayin. Perfect the prima godin. Why didn't he count zechir? Lo kan behilchus kriyishma v'lo bepsicha al hilchosav. Shekosav rak mitzvah seyachas likos kriyishma levad. V'gam b'minyan mitzvahs lo mitzosav ka'es. He says, I didn't find it in the minyan mitzvahs, you know, right now. He's looking at the sefer mitzvahs. He didn't, in his sefer, he didn't have the Frankel. But, you know, in his sefer mitzvahs, he's looking through, thumbing through. He says, I don't really find it over here. He went through the sefer mitzvahs a few times. The Ram doesn't have zechir as he's in Israel. Frek the prima godin, what's going on? Why not? So the prima godin has a few things to say over here. But at the end, he suggests the following. V'nomar o, desova haramzal, ki leman tizkar, es yom tzeischa, me'eretz mitzrayim, kol yimechayecha, zechira belev sagi v'daibaka. Leman tizkar doesn't necessarily mean sheteshona beficha. Maybe zechira belev is enough. Ublel pesach tzarech sheyaga befeh, kedechsiv, v'higadata levincha v'gomer, ustam hagoda nami befeh. You see, he doesn't even learn that we derive sipur befeh from what? From zocha. Zocha shetei shona beficha. Well, maybe we do, but it's not needed. V'higadata levincha, hagada, says the Prima Gadim. Stam hagada is befeh. V'higadata levincha teaches me that sipur tzitzim has to be befeh. It has to be befeh. Of course, if you're talking to someone else, you're talking to your son, it has to be befeh. He can't read your mind. He can't read what's in your heart. Im kenos yishapish lamona haram zalzel mitzvah saseh. So says the Prima Gadim, I think it makes sense then that the Ram doesn't count zechir as his time as a mitzvah saseh because it's belave, and mitzvah's belave, the Rambam doesn't count. He says the pasuk leman tizkar es yom tzeischa me'eretz mitzrayim. That doesn't tell me that it has to be befeh. The higadata levincha has to be befeh. Why do you think zechiras yitzchayim doesn't have to be befeh? Well, what's the lashon leman tizkar? What's the difference? What's the difference? Anyone? What's the difference? It doesn't say what. The higadata it certainly doesn't say. But yes, Ephraim. Leman tizkar means so that you should tizkar. Tizkar is like it's a weak lashon. Zocher means either remember or means shetei shana beficha. Leman tizkar so that you should remember yetzias mitzrayim. It sounds like the mitzvah is to remember, right? Not to mention. The higadata levincha certainly is more mashma to mention befeh, not just to remember. So says the Prima Gadim, he thinks that's the chilek between Zechira and Sipur. Zechira is Behira, Zechira is Belev. Leman Tizkar only means Belev. There's no active, there's no active verb, Zocha. So that you should remember. There's no active verb, Zocha. And there's no verb of Hagoda by Zechira, since Yisrael's right. So says the Prima Gadim, I have no mocha to say that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, Befeh. Remembering it, belev should be enough. Zechir belev should be enough. So he says that's why the Rambam doesn't count zechir as his time as a mitzvah. But he concedes that it's a little difficult. He says, look, you know, the Rambam does quote some mitzvahs that are mitzvah sheva machshava, emuna b'Hashem, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. There are mitzvahs that seem to be mitzvah shev machshava, So if you tell me the Rambam doesn't count in the Taryag any mitzvah shel machshava, you got a little bit of a problem over here, because there are mitzvahs at the beginning of Sefer Hamada that talk that focus all on machshava, and yet the Rambam hasn't. If the Rambam has that mitzvah, then he should count zechiras tzias mitzrayim again, right? As well, he should count zechiras tzias mitzrayim as well. So it is a little bit of a pella, but that's what the Prima Godin wants to say. So if you subscribe to the notion of the Prima Godin, that the chilah between zechira and sipur is belev or befel. Zechira can be belev. Lamantiska tells me that you can have a zechira behir, a zechira belev, that's sufficient. You can remember in your heart, you don't have to actually mention. As opposed to sipitzis, it's time where you need hagodah, you need zachar shtei shana v'ficha. So then the Rambam is sitting pretty, then everything is great. Because the Rambam compares sipitzis, it's time to Kiddush, that zachar shem HaShabbos teaches me zachar shtei shana v'ficha, like the Sifra. If that's what we learn from Zohar by Kiddush, then we should learn the same by Zohar of Sipur Tzias HaTzayim, Zohar Shetei Shana B'Ficha. You have to have it b'fet. So everything is mamish gevaldik. Mamish gevaldik. The problem is that many, many achronim find the Prima Godin to be very difficult. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph quotes the Shagas Aryan. The Shagas Aryan Simin Yud Gimel has a long dissertation. A back and forth, a lot of rayas back and forth, but in the end he concludes very strongly that you can't be yotzei zechiras yetzias mitzrayim behir. It's not just the din and sipur, but even zechiras yetzias mitzrayim has to be the fifth. That's the Shagas Aryan's conclusion. The Minchas Chinuch quotes it. He seems to subscribe to it. He says it's very difficult. The Minchas Chinuch is bothered with the same kasha. What's the difference between zechiras and sipur? The kasha that all the achronim is. What's the difference between zechiras and sipur? Vein lomar, he says, like the Prima Godin. Ain lomar that zechiras is belayv and sipur is befeh. Come on, the Shagas Aryan already told you that that's wrong. He just assumes as a davar pasha that that's very difficult to say. Zechiras, yitzias, mitzrayim, believe. It's not mistaber. It's mistaber that you have to say it, even kol hashana kula, not just on the Seder night. So the Minchas Chinuch works on it. There are other achronim that try to figure out what the difference between zechiras and sipur is. But this vart of the Prima Godin, even though he's convinced of it, but it has its own problems. But that's his yisod. It's not at all muskim in the Achron. It's not muskim in the Achron. So if we don't subscribe to the Prima Godin, if we assume what? If we assume that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim also requires Haggadah B'Fet, also requires Zohar Shetei Shona B'Ficha, even though Lashon L'man Tizkar is not Zohar, but it's the same idea. Zechir doesn't mean remember, belay, remember in your heart, but rather actually mentioning with your mouth. So then we don't have an understanding of the Rambam. Right? The Or Sameach trotting around we thought was difficult. Our pshat, that maybe the comparison to Zohar Yisrael HaShabbos is that you need Zechira Befeh. Zohar Shedir Shana Befecha, Zechira Belev is not enough. That's true by Zechira Sisias Mitzrayim, but by Sipur, you need a Zechira Befeh. And that's what the Rambam means to say by comparing Sipur Tzayim to Kiddush. If you hold even Zechira Sisias Mitzrayim, it has to be Befeh. So then, why do you need this Chiddush of Zohar Sayom Azeh? Zohar Shetei Shana B'Ficha, I have to learn that from Kiddush. If even Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be Befeh, so it's Poshet that Sipur has to be Befeh. So what do I need a comparison to Shabbos to teach me that it has to be Befeh? It's no worse than Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. If one has to be Befeh, then the other has to be Befeh as well. So what's Pshat Nerama? The Pchayim is quoted in the Brisker Haggadah in Chelek Beis. The Rav also quoted this idea from his aid. The Chaim wanted to suggest that maybe Pshat in the Rambam, maybe there's a third Pshat in the Rambam. What's the Rambam saying? What's the comparison to Kiddush? Let's go back to the Rambam. What does the Rambam actually say? The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'saba benisim v'nevlos. Shenasu la vasenu b'mitzayim v'leil chamisha osa b'nisan shenemer zochas yamazah sheyitzosim min mitzrayim. Right? Sheyitzosim min mitzrayim kemo shenemer zochas yamashabas. Zokter b'chayim, you know what the Rambam is saying? He's saying it's not enough to be mesaper b'nisan v'neflos of yitzias mitzrayim, but you have to talk about leil chamisha osa. You could have read the Rambam that there's a mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'saper b'nisim v'neflos shenasu l'avaseinu b'mitzrayim. When is there a mitzvah? B'leil chamisha osa. But if that's the case, then the Rambam should have said, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah, Belel Chamisha Asar Benisan, Lisaper Benisan Beneflow Shanasa Lavasinu Bemitzrayim. Why does the Rambam leave Belel Chamisha Asar to the end? The Chaim wants to suggest that part of Sipiyas Yisrael is to talk about Leil Chamisha Asar itself. To say that Yitzias Mitzrayim occurred on the 15th of Nisan. They got the Rishus on the night of the 15th of Nisan to leave, and they left in the morning. But the Rishus was given B'Leil Chamisha Asar. How do I know that you have to mention Leil Chamisha Asar? Dr. Rambam, Kamo Shenemar, remember this day, Hayom Hazeh. Kamo Shenemar, Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos. The Torah says, remember the day of Shabbos. You got to remember the day of Shabbos. Mention the day of Shabbos. And you also have to mention the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Leil Chamisha Asar. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam is learning from Kiddush that there's an inyan in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to mention that the Yetziah occurred B'Leil Chamisha Asar. Just like there's a mitzvah to mention the Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, the special character of Shabbos, but to focus on the Yom of Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested today, that today is the Shabbos. So too, Zohar as Hayom Hazeh is remember the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. Reb Chaim says, and where are we Mekayim this? We're Mekayim this in Kiddush, when we say Zeman Cheirusein. Batita Nono Hashem Elokeinu Be'ava, it's Yom Chag HaMatzos, it says Zeman Cheirusein. Zeman Cheirusein doesn't mean that, you know, Pesach is the season of Cheirus. No. The night of Chamisha Asar is Zeman Cheirusein. That's the Iker Zeman Cheirusein. The Cheirus was Nimsha from the Zeman of Chamisha Asar. But the Leil Chamisha Asar is the day, the time that Klal Yisrael got the Rishus to leave Mitzrayim. That's actually the time that they achieved their Cheirus. So after B'chayim, that's what the Rambam is saying. The learning from Kiddush that there's an inyan to mention the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the actual day that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Interesting idea. It's a Kiddush. Does it fit with the Sefer HaMitzvahs? Klomar tziva lezochro kamo zochas yom HaShabbos l'katsha. The Chaim's learning that that's what the Rambam means, that just like you're mechuyev to mention the day of Shabbos, to mention the day of Shabbos, so too you're mechuyev to mention the day that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. This is the Rambam. These are the different pshatim in the Rambam. The pshat of Yor Sameach and our own approach, but that was dependent on following the Prima Godim and his chilek between Zechir and Tzipor. Reb Chaim's approach as well. They're in pshat in the Rambam. The Ar Sameach, though, seems to flow, even if his pshat in the Rambam here is difficult, but it flows with the other Rambams, with the Rav's Vort in the Rambam. But the Rambam holds that the second kos is not just on the Brocha Asher Golona, but rather it's on Hagod, on all of the CPAs in Shem. Ar Sameach's pshat in the Rambam is very beautiful. It might be difficult in the Rambam, in that particular Rambam. Is the Rambam really learning from Shabbos that there's a din that you have to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Yayin? Unclear. But his approach certainly follows the Rav's idea that the Rambam holds that all of Haggadah has to be said on Yayin. Questions? Muri. According to whom? We actually went out of Mitzrayim, so that you're Mekayim. You're saying you're not Mekayim that on the second coast. Interesting. That Nekuda, to mention that we left on Leil Chamisha Asar. Interesting Ha'ar. Yeah. Interesting Ha'ar. I don't know. And if you assume that Dafka the Kol Sheni, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be on Kol Sheni, so we're sort of mixing up motifs over here. We're putting a little bit of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim into the Kiddush. Not sure. Okay. Yes, Pran.
So if the pasuk of Mantisgar is teaching me a lower level, and that means belay, so then the pasuk of Zohar could teach me Befet. There's no Shmira here, but there is a lower level Zechira pasuk. So once I have the Mantisgar to teach me Zechira Tzias Yisrael a whole year is belay, so then maybe Zohar will tell me Shatei Shaman Leficha, that Tzias Yisrael is more. What's an Afkamidah Lemaisin? Afkamidah Lemaisin in this discussion. Rav has this idea that the Rambam holds that Haggadah, all of Haggadah has to be on Kol Sheni. What's the Nafkamina? What issues hinge on this question? So let's talk about one today. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll see some other Inyanim. And we'll see that maybe there are some Mefarshim or some Poskim that argue with the Rambam. Maybe there are some Mefarshim that hold that you don't need the whole Haggadah to be said on Kol Sheni. So what issue hinges on this question? There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, is it permissible to drink between the first and the second kosos? Is it permissible to drink between the first and the second kosos? This is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. Let's take a look at the Mishnah together. Even if you haven't seen it yet, you should be able to follow along pretty easily. Okay? Mishnah says on the Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, in the middle of the Mishnah, Beina Kosos Alalu Imrotza Lishtos Yishteh Ben Shlishi Leravi Lo Yishteh. So the Mishnah sets up a distinction between the first two Kosos and the third and fourth. Between these Kosos Halalu, I shouldn't even say the first two Kosos. The Mishnah just says Beina Kosos Halalu. You have to figure out what that means. The benakosos halalu imrotz lishtos yishtev ben shlishi lervi no lo yishtev. What does that mean benakosos halalu? So the Rashbam says benakosos halalu ben shnayim arishonim lishnayim arachonim imrotz lishtos yishtev. The Rashbam says it means that after you make the bracha shabalanu, after you drink the second kos, if you want to drink more yayin tochasuda, that's more time between the first two and the last two, it's mutter to drink. But between the third and the fourth, that's that time you shouldn't drink. That's how the Rashbam learned. It's not talking about drinking between the first and the second kosos. If I were to read the Mishnah, Pashup Shad, as I would say, that there's a contrast between the third and fourth and the first and the second. The Rashbam is not learning like that. It's saying between the first set, in the first two, and the second set, the last two, we find that the kosos are split up in sets legabe heseba. We talked about that you need a heseba really only for two kosos. The question is, first two, the second two, and we're machmer to do heseba for all four. So here too, there are two sets. So between the two sets, then you're allowed to drink, says the Rashbam. After the second kos, before the third kos, you're allowed to drink, but between the third and the fourth, you're not allowed. Comes the Baal Amor, and he disagrees with the Rashbam. Please turn to the Baal Amor. This is on Chav Gimel on the base of Daf Yaris. We've seen this Baal Amor before. We've seen it in a different context. Lo yivchasu lo me'ar b'koso shol yayin. The Mishnah says that you have to have four kosos. Kosov alo harivza. V'ami ravusa hol v'chol chai v'chai mitzvah v'apei nafshu. Utsarok levar bar pi agofa en akol kosov v'kosov. The riff holds that you have to recite a bar piagofen on each one of the kosos. Since kochad v'chad nave b'mitzvah, they each are independent mitzvos, we say a different bar piagofen for each one. What's the problem? The problem is that you set a bar piagofen for Kiddush, and you're sitting at the same meal, what do you need another brichas anenen? So comes the riff and says, no, but they're independent mitzvahs. We spoke about this at great length, right? The riff says that they're independent mitzvahs, so there's a bar piagofen for each one of the mitzvahs. Dr. Balamar ve'ein b'chol haraya shehevi l'dvarav raya. His rayas are all wrong, he says. He doesn't think so. Balamar says, I don't think you need a special bari peragafen for all the kosos. But specifically the second kos, he says. Specifically the second kos. Which is the Rif says, for the second kos, you need a barakah gafen too. So the Balmar says, I think the rayas are not rayas. One of the rayas that the Rif gave, we spoke at great length, the Gemara and Chulin, is you can't drink and say Haggadah at the same time. Lo efsha lemikri ulemishti bahadi adadi. You can't say the Haggadah and drink at the same time. So the Haggadah is a hefsik. It's a hefsik in the bracha, because you can't say the Haggadah and drink at the same time, so you got to make a bar piragafen on the second kos. Because the bar piragafen on the first kos is nifsa, is a hefsik, because you're doing a pa'ula that you couldn't continue drinking. So there's a hefsik in your drinking. That's what the Rif wanted to say. But comes the Baal HaMaaseh and says, I think he's wrong. This is on the second line of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph in Daf Yoreh. Umad Amar Rav Zad Lo Efshel Le Mikri Le Mishti Behadi Adadi Anu Omrim Ki Im Ratzah Lishtas B'socha HaGadah Rishus B'Yadah. What's he talking about? It's against the Mishnah. The Rif says that you can't drink and say the Haggadah at the same time. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to drink Be'emtza HaGadah. K'ditnan Ben Akosos Alolo Im Ratzah Lishtas Yishteh. Says the Baal HaMaaseh, Pashup Shad in the Mishnah is you're allowed to drink bin akosos halalo between the first two kosos. You can drink even in the middle of the Haggadah. You should be able to drink, not just before or after, but even in the middle. So what's the problem? What, you can't say the Haggadah and drink at the same time? The reality is that you're allowed to drink Be'emtza Haggadah. You're allowed to drink Be'emtza Haggadah. So if you're allowed to drink, then there's no hefsik, says the Baal HaMaaseh. So he says, I think, since there's no hefsik, you should not make a bar piragafen on the second kos. This is what the Baal HaMaaseh says. Because there's a hetter to drink, not between kos number two and kos number three, not between the first set and the second set, no, in the middle. In the middle of the Haggadah, between the first and second kosos, not after the second kosos, like the Rashba. The Baal HaMaaseh says, I think Pshat in the Mishnah is between the first and second kosos you can drink. So he says, what's the Rif talking about? That you can't drink, and say Haggadah, so therefore there's a hefsik. There's a heter shtia. So there's a heter shtia, so then there is no hefsik. You shouldn't have to make a barakah gafen on the second kosos. The Ramban is very troubled with the Baal HaMaaseh. What's he talking about? What did the Baal HaMaaseh say? The Baal HaMaaseh says there's a heter to drink. But tachlis, can you say the Haggadah and drink at the same time? That you can't do. You can't say the Haggadah and drink at the same time. He says there's a heter, but you can't drink and say the Haggadah at the same time. What's more, is there a heter, says the Ramban? Is the Baal HaMaaseh right? Is a heter really to drink between the first and the second kosos? Take a look at the Ramban. If you can see it. Umashakasa Baal HaMaaseh. This is the Ramban. I don't know what your nusach is. In my Gemara, it's eight lines up in the Melchamas Hashem. It's one of, you know, the Ramban is split into different parts. So it's one of those parts of the Ramban. Umashakasa. It's like smack in the middle of the Ramban. Umashakosav Balamor Shu Omer Shim Rotzalishtos Besocha Agoda Rashus Biyodakana Benakosas Alolam Rotzalishtos Yishta Chas Visholom, says the Ramban. Chas Visholom Shloitiru Ela Ben Kos Lakos. Chazal Umatir Ben Kos Lakos. What does that mean, Ben Kos Lakos? He's not as extreme as the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that Benakosos Halolam Rotzalishtos Yishta, the Rashbam says that means between two and three. After the first set, before the second set. Comes to Ramban and says, no, it means between one and two. Ben Kos Rishon Lakos Sheni. But when Ben Kos Rishon Lakos Sheni? In the middle of the Haggadah. Chas V'Shalom, he says. After you drank Kiddush, you're still thirsty. You're working harder at Pesach and everything. You know, checking the Mora and counting the mats and setting the table and that and washing dishes. You're so hungry. You're so thirsty. Do you want to drink another Kos? Because what's the hate? But not after you start with the second kos. Between kos number one and kos number two, Zokta Ramban, that's okay. But not when you start Haggadah, not once you pour the second kos, then you're not allowed to drink. Aval mishamazgulo kos sheni ve'ischil b'mitzvah so lishul alo v'lidrosh ena v'ashay lafzik b'shtia. You can't drink in the middle of the Haggadah. You can't drink in the middle of the Haggadah, says the Ramban. Chas v'shalom. And Then he adds the other point we said, Vimyamu b'dibur, let's say the Baal HaMor is going to stand stark in what he said. Ve'enu chozer v'toin lov taina acheres. Al korcho zocha rabbeinu b'dino. Even if the Baal HaMor will stand strong and say that you can drink in the middle of the Haggadah, the riff is still right. Shafpilu g'shetim tzalom rashayu lishtos besocha Haggadah. Besocha Hallel in a Rashai Lafsik. First of all, you can't be Mafsik in the middle of Hallel. Ve'ein Tzorech Lomer Be'emtza Brocha Shel Geula. You can't be Mafsik in the middle of the Brocha Asher Golanu. Even if in the middle of Haggadah you can be Mafsik, but in the middle of the Brocha Asher Golanu you can be Mafsik. Can't do that. V'zer Shalmer Rabbeinu Hachanami Kevin L'Efshel L'Mikri L'Mishti Ba'di Adadi Tzorech Lachzu L'Varech Basar Haggadah Basar D'Gomer Halela. He says, that's what the Riff is saying. There are parts of the Haggadah that you can't be mafsik in. The Bracha Asher Golanu is a bracha. You can't be mafsik in the middle over there. So you can't be mafsik in the middle. After the Bracha Asher Golanu, you got to make a Bar Pir HaGofen. In the middle of Hallel, you can't be mafsik. So in the middle of Hallel, you can't be mafsik. You got to make a Bar Pir HaGofen after Hallel. You can't say that. No, you make a bracha for the first coast and the third coast and the second and fourth are packed it up with the first and the third. Absolutely not. That's what the Riff meant, claims the Ramban, that there are segments of the Haggadah that we know for sure you can't be mafsik in. The Bracha Asher Golanu, you can't be mafsik in. You have to make a Bar Pir HaGofen afterwards. The Ramban learns that it's also to be mafsik the Emtza Haggadah with another Shtiyah. Right? Once you start, you pour Mishamazgul or Kosheni, you can't have the Shtiyah. No way. He's talking about the Riff, whether you have to make a Bar Pir HaGofen again, that's the detail of what he's saying. But what's he learning? He's coming at it from our Mishnah, Kuf Yudzayin. Mishnah says that it's also to be Shosa Ben HaKosos Halalu. The Ramban says that means between the two Kosos, once Mazgul HaKosheni. Once Mazgul HaKosheni and you started to be Shol V'Doresh, then you're not allowed to be Mafsik anymore. You can't be Mafsik anymore. It's also to be Mafsik. But the Baal HaMor says, no, it's Mutter. It's mutter to be mafsik in the middle of the Haggadah. A whole host of Rishonim agree with the Ramban. It's the same pismon as the Ramban. The shaila is, can you be mafsik between Kos Rishon and Kos Sheni? Or can you only be mafsik, can you drink between Kos Rishon and Kos Sheni? Or can you only drink after Kos Sheni? The Ramban says that you can't be mafsik, you can't drink anything once you started. Once you were Mazgul HaKosheni, you started Haggadah. The Ran says the same thing. The Ran right over here. The Ran says, Im Rotzo Lishtos Yishte, Mashmer Vaday Dehainu Bein Kosos, Avalo Be'emtza HaKos, She'acha She'mozak HaKos, L'saper Lov Yitzhiyas V'shayim, She'hu Min HaTorah, Eino Bedin She'yimzo Kos Acher V'yishte. The Ran says, Avada, you shouldn't be Mozak a new Kos once you started Haggadah, once you start at Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the machlokas over here? Whether it's usur to drink the kos, let's say you're mozig the kos. Can you drink the kos in the middle and pour another kos? The Ramban says that it's usur. It's usur to drink. Eino Rashoi Lahafsik Bishtiyah. The Ran uses a Lashon, Eino Bedin Sheimzo Kos Acher. You're not supposed to bring another Kos. Even if you leave this Kos right over here, you can't bring another Kos. L'chora, the Ramban and the Ran, following the Rav's approach of the Rambam. But if you assume that Haggadah is on Kos Sheni, the Kos Sheni is on Haggadah, then once you pour the Kos Sheni and you start to be Doresh, you start to talk about Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, you got to finish the job. You can't have a Hefsik. If you drink the kos, then clearly Haggadah is not going to be said entirely on this kos. You're going to have another kos. Even if you don't drink the kos, the Ran holds that you're not allowed to bring another kos. You can't be mafsik b'shtiyah in the middle of this kos. Because a hefsek, if you bring another kos, that's somehow mevatel the kos that you have. If you drink another kos, so then it's like a hefsek in the kos sheni. You turned your attention to kos sheni, and now you're turning your attention to a different kos. So you can't even do that. Not only can you not drink the kos and then bring another kos, but you can say half the Haggadah on one kos and half the Haggadah on the other kos, you can't even bring another kos and drink it in the middle, because that's going to be a hefsek in the kos sheni. But all this is assuming that Haggadah has to be said on kos sheni. Kos sheni is not just on the bracha shagolano, it's on the whole Haggadah. So once you start the Haggadah after your Mosek kos sheni, you can't be mafsik. You can't be mafsik with shtia, shtias hakos, shtias kos acher. It doesn't matter. You can't be mafsik, because the Haggadah has to be said entirely on the kos. The Baal HaMor obviously argues. The Baal HaMor is somehow assuming that there's no problem of hefsek b'shtia. Maybe you could drink this kos, bring another kos. The Baal HaMor is not concerned about this issue. But the Ramban and the Ran, Rabbeinu David as well, they're all in the school of thought that the Haggadah is set out kos sheni. So if the kos sheni is on the whole Haggadah, so that could be why they're so adamant that there's an issur shtia between kos rishon and kos sheni once you started Haggadah. The Ramban says that until the Haggadah has begun, after the kos rishon, right? After the kos rishon, you can drink. Not like the Rashbam, you can drink after the kos rishon, but not once the Haggadah has started. Once mezgalo kos sheni, right? Once mezgalo kos sheni, then you can't, because the kos sheni is for the Haggadah, and there has to be a retzifus to the Haggadah that you're reciting over the kos sheni. So this discussion of the Rishonim, the shita of the Rishonim, that there's an issur shtia, between the first and the second kosos, once the Haggadah has begun, once your mitzvah sipei tzaim has begun, seems to fall in line with the Rambam shita that the kos sheni is not just on the bracha shergalana, but it's on the whole Haggadah, it's on the mitzvah sipei tzaim.